This morning, I want to take our text from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 14, and verse number 33. That's 1 Corinthians 14, verse 33, which states this: "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints." Think of that. The Bible says here that God is the author of peace. He is not the author of confusion. He wants His people to be settled in His truth. We're studying about the King James Bible. You know, when I began to study the source of the King James Bible, I found that there was much more material than I could possibly digest. One of the first things I discovered was the difference between various versions of the Bible. What I did, I took a Bible program on my computer, and I opened with that program both the King James Bible and the NIV, because the NIV was a very popular scripture. This made it very simple to make comparisons between the two versions, but it was very difficult to gaze at the computer screen for a long period of time. I mean, my eyes were just shut. Also, I was comparing only two versions. What will I do with the many other versions of the scriptures that we have? About that same time, another person told me that if I do not know Hebrew or Greek, then I would never know what God said. Wow, I thought. Well, I don't even know all the rules of English. And now, this person is telling me that I must learn Hebrew and Greek in order to understand the Bible? Well, my conclusion was that I would have to spend many years in school to understand the Bible. Then I would be too old to do anything at all with my knowledge. Well, as I thought about that, it sounded to me like a typical satanic lie. Thinking of Satan's lies made me very discouraged. You know, because I have enough trouble with English, much less trying to learn a couple of other languages, that is a real dilemma. It seemed very unreasonable to me that I would have to spend all those years before I would ever begin to serve God. You see, Satan causes confusion and discouragement, and it almost worked with me. Don't let it work with you. I have discovered that the battle in discerning which Bible to use is not in just comparing all the verses. It's not that. But it is in the foundation of the entire Bible that is the problem. You see, the source of the King James Bible and the source of all the other Bibles is different. Now, I'm going to say that again right here. The source of the King James Bible and the source of all the other Bibles is different. You see, the King James Bible comes from one source, and all the other versions come from another source. This really makes it simple. There is no need to try to compare all the other versions. All I have to know is where a particular Bible came from. That is, the source of that scripture. You see, God used imperfect men to write, imperfect men to translate, and imperfect men to preserve His Bible, the perfect book. Where did all these Bibles come from? What? How do you tell the difference then? You see, the copies, the manuscripts, are called the Byzantine text type, or else they're called the Alexandrian text type. There's only two of those. The Byzantine text type or the Alexandrian text type. The Byzantine text type came from the school at Antioch, and they were preserved by the Byzantine Empire. The Byzantine Empire was in effect from about 330 AD to 1453 AD. That's about 1,100 years. God controls all kingdoms, and God controlled the Byzantine Empire, which he used to preserve his eternal word. The Alexandrian text type came from a liberal Christian school in Alexandria, Egypt. There is much difference between the school at Antioch and the school at Alexandria. Christians in Antioch were interested in doing what God told them to do. But the Alexandrian school was famous for using pagan Greek philosophers to understand what they had written. Alexandria is not reputable as far as the Word of God is concerned. If you want to understand paganism, go to Alexandria. If you want to understand God's plan, go to Antioch. That's the truth of it. Notice this. In the book of Acts chapter 13, verse 1 through verse number 3, Paul was ordained to be a missionary to the Gentiles from where? From Alexandria or from Antioch? Read it. In Acts 13 and verse 1 through 3, Paul was ordained to be a missionary to the Gentiles, to the church at Antioch. You see, the Byzantine text type, that's called the received text. Why? Because it was received or accepted. The Alexandrian text type was not received, nor was it accepted. This is why the Bible states in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 33, "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints." You see, God knows that we need peace, not confusion. God knows that we need something to trust in. And God has given to us His King James Bible to trust in to settle our minds. God wants us to trust Him. That's the whole point. And Satan wants to cause all of this confusion by delivering all of the different versions of the Bibles. All right? I can say, truthfully, that I believe God has given to us the King James Bible. There is no doubt in my mind about that whatsoever. I believe in verbal inspiration. I believe in preservation of the Word of God. I believe God is powerful enough to control both the smallest details of inspiration and preservation. I believe He's very well able to do that. I believe God can use an imperfect man to give us a perfect book which He has preserved. I believe that God has that much power. He has that much strength. He has that much ability. I believe that God is absolutely true, and everything He says is absolutely right. But I also know this, that many men are liars. Why? It's not because they want to lie. It's because they're following Satan, who is the author of lies. I believe that Satan is attacking the Word of God today because it's the end times. It is a time when men are searching and yet they cannot find. But only God can open eyes. And I pray today that God would open your eyes. If you don't understand this very vital truth about the King James Bible, I pray that God would open your understanding to it, that He would help you to understand. But there are those that do not believe that the King James Bible is the inspired Word of God. Instead of beginning by saying, "I believe a certain thing," they would say, "I will not believe," or "I cannot believe," or "I cannot be sure." I tell you what, this is a terrible thing. when a person doubts that the Bible they hold in their hands is true or not. That's a terrible thing. It's full of anguish. How can a person ever find stability in their own life if they do not believe the Bible that God has given to them is His Word? How sad, how depressing that is. And you think about the effect that that will have upon the younger generation when they don't know what the Word of God is. It's a terrible thing indeed. People that do not believe the King James Bible is the Word of God for English-speaking people will be continually filled with doubt and unrest. God doesn't want that. God has given us peace as we study His Word, as we learn His Word, and His Word is revealed to us in the King James Bible. Men, you see, men, sinful, wicked men, believe that they are wise enough to criticize the Word of God to discover the truth. Think about what I've just said. Men believe that they are wise enough to criticize the Word of God to discover the truth. Think of this. What in the world did the woman do in the Garden of Eden when confronted by Satan's lies? What did she do? Did she not believe that she was wise enough to discern for herself? When the devil told her, "You will not die if you take of the forbidden fruit," she believed, she looked at the fruit of the tree, and she saw that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, and then she took of the fruit. You see, the devil's plan has not changed one iota since he began deceiving people in the Garden of Eden. He has continued that until today. The same exact thing. Sin came into the world because of the doubt which led to disobedience. Do you think that Satan is presenting you with the exact same thought that he presented to the wife of Adam? Have you ever thought about that? Do you think that Satan wants you to believe exactly the same thing that the wife of Adam believed? That she was smart enough to discern the right and wrong? Think of what happened to her. She wound up lost. She wound up needing a Savior. That's why Jesus Christ came into the world. And what will you do? What will happen to you if you don't distrust the Word of God? That's why that the Bible is given to us as the Word of God. It's a real plain truth. Many men today do not believe that Satan is attacking the Bible. They don't believe that. Many people today, they don't say that Satan is ever attacking the Word of God. Why? Why don't they believe that? Listen, it's because they are the ones that Satan is using in his attack. They are the ones that are trying to decide whether to believe the Bible or not. They are using their expert opinions to figure out whether the Bible is true or not. You know, there's really nothing better than just simply believing the Bible. There's nothing better than that. But these folks place their expert opinion above everything else. But think, there's nothing better that a man can do, that a woman can do, that a boy or girl can do, then simply trust the living Word of the God who loves us, who gave His own Son for us, and has given to us the King James Bible. There's nothing better than just trusting God. If you have doubts, if you have fears, if you have anxieties about all this, just trust God. God is well able to bless you in whatever you're facing. If you're trusting the blood of Christ for our eternal life, why can't we simply trust the Bible that He gives to us? Why do we have to have some kind of proof? It's a blind faith, distrusting in Jesus Christ. You see, the Bible has been the foundation that the United States was built upon. The Bible. For at least the past 300 years, people have depended on what the Bible said. But in these last days, when all of these other versions have come on the scene, the world is actually falling apart. The Bible is the foundation. The Bible is the foundation of the United States of America. It is the foundation for the homes of this great nation. As time has passed, the biblical foundation has been slowly eroded away by doubt and confusion. Just look at our society today. Many say that they are getting closer and closer to God with all of the new versions. But please, just look at the truth of what's really going on in this world today. All of these new versions have not helped one bit to discover God or His eternal truth. The Authorized Version, the King James Bible, has been the foundation of all of our prosperity. But now, the foundation is being destroyed. Why? Because God is not the author of confusion. Satan is the author of confusion. God is the author of all kinds of peace that He gives unto us. But Satan doesn't want anybody to have any kind of peace. He wants them to be filled with confusion and wonder about this and wonder about that. The next point we want to look at is this. What is a manuscript? A manuscript. What is that? Well, it is a manuscript. It is a, spell it out for me, please. It is a manuscript. In other words, a man wrote it down. In other words, it is handwriting. In days gone by, this is how the Word of God was sent from one place to another. People wrote down what God said to write down. And where are the original manuscripts? Where is all those? Well, they're gone. If the original manuscripts were still available, they would be revered, they would be worshipped, they would be adorned, and God, who gave those manuscripts to us, would be forgotten. Now, think of this. King Hezekiah destroyed the brazen serpent God told Moses to make because the people of Judah were worshipping it, and King Hezekiah called it a piece of brass. You see, what people will do is that they will begin to worship something, anything, that God has used in the past to deliver them. This is what Israel did. Moses made this brazen serpent, and it was there for the people to look at. If they just looked at the brazen serpent, they would live instead of dying. And they kept the brazen serpent. And they put it up, and they began to revere it. And finally, King Hezekiah came along, and he saw all that false worship going on, and he just destroyed it. He called it a piece of brass. That's exactly right. You see, if God had left the original manuscripts intact, men would be worshiping them and would not be worshiping God. Men would count the books containing original manuscripts as more valuable than the words within those manuscripts. That's wrong. This is why the King James Bible has been reproduced as many times as it has. And that's why the originals are gone. God knows us. He knows that we'd be worshiping the things. God wants us to worship Him, because He's the only God there is. There is no other. In the book of Deuteronomy 29, Moses and all Israel made a covenant before God. In Deuteronomy 31, verse number 9, Moses wrote the law of God and gave it to the priests, the sons of Levi, which bore the ark of the covenant of the Lord. The priests were then commanded to read the law, which Moses wrote before all the Israelites when they came together every 7 years. The purpose of this reading was so that all Israel, all of the men, all the women, all the children, all the strangers would learn and fear the Lord God Almighty. God will bless His people when they willingly obey His precepts. In Deuteronomy 31, verse 26, Moses commanded the priest to put the words of God that he had written into the sides of the Ark of the Covenant, that it would be a continual witness against the people. But think of this. According to Psalms 78 and verse 1 through verse number 10, Israel did not keep the commandment of God to read His law. Therefore, they did not know how God had blessed them. This is a sad commentary on the nation of Israel. But it is also a very sad commentary on our nation today, that we don't know how God has blessed us. There was a day when the Word of God was accepted, when it was read, when it was remembered, when it was practiced. If God said it, we did it. God's blessings was upon our nation in that day. But that day is long gone, and God's judgments are upon our nation. The book of the law was placed into the Ark of the Covenant because that was God's command. But think with me just a minute. If the book of the law was kept inside the Ark of the Covenant, how could Israel have read it? How could Israel have read a book that was inside the Ark of the Covenant? They had to have other copies, which were as inspired as the original. This is the evident fact. Israel was God's people. They had to have other copies. And they were as inspired as the originals were inspired. But later, they would disregard what God said, doing instead what they wanted to do. This happened many times over. Think of all the sin, all the rebellion that men have been involved in because of their lives. Today, we, like the nation of Israel, have two choices. We either believe God has preserved His word, or we don't believe that. There's no other options. There's no other way around this. We either believe God has preserved all of His words and all the copies, or we don't believe He has the power to do that. God has preserved all of His words in the King James Bible, or He has not. I mean, that's it. Today, a computer can copy the entire Bible and print a personal copy. That is not necessary, because it is easy to purchase a copy of the Bible. But if a computer that you have in your home or on your hand, if a computer can copy, paste, and get an exact duplicate of the Bible, don't we believe that God has the power to copy, paste, and get an exact duplicate as well? Think of that. God has the power. He was the one that created this world by speaking it into existence, and it only took Him 6 days. He is God. He has more power than we could ever understand that He has. Think of this. Until the printing press was invented and widely used, it was almost impossible to purchase a copy of the Bible. Why? Because each copy had to be manually written. When a new king came to the throne of Israel, God commanded that king to make his own personal handwritten copy of the Bible. Deuteronomy 17, verse 18 through 20 states, "And it shall be, when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write," talk about a king here, "that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests, the Levites. And it shall be with him, he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, and to keep all the words of this law and his statutes to do them, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in the kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel." This is a command that God has given to every king in Deuteronomy 17, verse 18 through verse number 20, that a king would write himself a personal copy of the Bible. A king could order his servants to write a copy. Then the king would not have to do all of that writing. Well, that really sounds like something a politician would do. Would it make a difference if the king wrote the Bible himself, or if he ordered his servants to write one for him? It would make a lot of difference. When the king made a personal copy of the Word of God, he would remember the details of the Word. The personally handwritten copy would change his thinking and change the way he ruled. It would take a lifetime to make a personal copy, just as it takes a lifetime to do any good work. And the king would be changed as he read and produced his own personal copy of the Bible. If a servant of the king made a copy for the king would have no idea what was written. Personally, I knew a druggist who lived in Oblong, Illinois, who wrote a personal copy of the Word of God instead of buying a copy and reading it. As he followed the command God gave to a king, the druggist discovered many small details he would have missed by only reading. The Bible he copied for himself meant so much more to him than a Bible he could easily purchase. When the king wrote his own personal copy, he would understand much more than if he simply read a copy. The king would then be very careful to keep the Word of God, and God would bless him. It's not a bad thing, is it? Just to make yourself a personal copy of the Word of God. You might say, "I don't have time to do that." I tell you what, you won't have time to look at a lot of TV if you do that. But it'd be a good challenge for you.